Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Rasmus, you certainly got outshot, but you didn't get outplayed. I mean, what was the difference to be able to get a shutout and play the way you guys did?
Rhymes in the net, obviously. Playing really good right now. But then we don't give them anything free. I think we play good around the lines. We're not forcing anything. We're playing more of a mature hockey out there, and don't give up anything. That's the thing.
You talk about mature hockey. I mean, early in the season, maybe you guys get impatient with that game. What does it say just the way you waited for your chances, and then you took advantage of it?
Yeah, that's how you have to play in this league. And then, I mean, we have a lot of young guys that it's been learning throughout this year, and finally now it's clicking, and you can get your points with playing the right way too, and that's what we're seeing right now.
This is a pretty long winning streak for James. I mean, just what stood out to you, you know, throughout these past couple of weeks about the way he's played?
Unbelievable. He's so calm in the net. There's no rebounds really. It's easy to play behind him. He talks a lot and got a lot of experience. So, you know, he's an unbelievable goalie. He's been helping us this good stretch we've had now. So he's probably the biggest part of it.
What does that do for you? I mean, of course you don't want to make a mistake, but you know that he's going to be there for a big save too if he has to make one.
Yeah, same there. You know, you're trying to play the right way every shift, but stuff happens out there. And knowing him is back there and making huge saves, it's nice. I don't know what to say.
How were the bigger the block shots? You had one, I believe, on the penalty kill. So did Connor Clifton. I mean, you guys had some big block shots in this game too, didn't you?
Yeah, Mal had a few too. And you know, we're playing a great team game right now, and this is how we have to play.
You guys know where you are in the standings, and it became official tonight with Montreal winning that you're eliminated from the playoffs. I mean, what do you take from this last month or so in terms of this is how you have to play next year if you want to be in where you want to be?
It's mixed emotions for sure. I mean, pissed that we started playing good now. It's too late, but also it's good that we can see we can play good hockey, and we can beat any team in this league. So I guess, you know, we have to build for next year, and this is how you do it. This is the right way to do it.
Right when it started, you stood here and said, "We've now become a team." You know, you can see it. You can see it in this locker room. You can see it on the ice. What tipped you off to that? That right in the beginning of this, you knew that you guys had come together as a team.
When this
winning started, and maybe in the beginning of March or whatever, when you guys started playing well?
I mean, this has nothing to do with trade deadline or whatever. Cousins, I saw an article that was weird. But yeah, I mean, we play really good right now. We build every single day. Guys are really buying into what we're doing, and you know, you can really see here how we play. Young guys are playing mature hockey, and so are older guys too. And we play a good team game, so it's nice.
Rasmus, how important was it just knowing you guys were fighting that uphill battle with your playoff chances, that the guys in this locker room didn't quit, that over the last few games you guys have really kind of put together? Moving forward, just how important is that?
Yeah, that's kind of what all our meetings have been about. I think it started with 20 games left. We had a huge meeting, and since then, guys have really bought in, you know, really, really want to do good things here, and I think that's the only way to do it, and I'm very happy that we're playing the way we're playing right now.
What do you think the key is to helping it carry over?
You say it for next year?
Yeah.
Keep playing the right way. That's the only way. That's how you win games in this league. It's boring some nights, but that's how you have to do it. And you know, young team, learn every single day. So it's part of it.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.